Nova 103.5 special studio guest with me now, Richard. I've got Richard with me. He's the president of the Namibian Equestrian Federation. Is that right? Richard, we are talking about horses today, but horses slightly different from what we used to when we talk about equestrian sports, right?
Hi, Dion. Morning, and thank you very much for having us.
So tell us about this. This is a special kind of therapy in which you use animals to interact with youngsters, right? So how did you guys get involved with this?
So, Dion, a little while ago, as president of the Equestrian Federation, it occurred to me that although we are pushing the disciplines, the three Olympic disciplines of show jumping, eventing, and dressage, plus the endurance discipline, we us as a federation have not yet achieved is on the Paralympian side.
Yes.
And as we all know, Paralympians these days is big news all over the world.
Yeah.
And to date, we actually don't even have a para program going, a para-athlete program going. And so this is where it all originated in my mind, that we need to start a journey, hoping eventually to take an athlete to the Paralympics one day in dressage. And that's where the idea started. And then, of course, having absolutely no students yet, we realized, well, heck, we have to go really down to grassroots.
Yeah.
So that was where the idea of a horse therapy program was born. We were very fortunate to have Susan DeMayo, who's going to speak in a moment. She's an FEI endurance official, one of our top qualified endurance officials in this country.
Okay.
She's also an ex-teacher, so she'll tell you that. But what made the fit so fantastic was that she spent some years teaching disabled children at Dachbrück School.
Oh, wow.
And suddenly it was like this kind of shoe-in of, hold on.
I was about to say, that's a perfect setup. It doesn't get better than that, right?
No. So I got her in, and she definitely saw a chance to take up this challenge. And that's how it really started. She has two horses of her own that have the nature, I guess, to be able to use in this particular program. And so the idea was born.
So, son, let's come over to you now. First of all, congratulations on making it to this age without a gray hair in sight and as an ex-teacher, because I don't think that's an easy thing to do. But just initially, why does animals and therapy with animals, especially for youngsters, work so well? We've seen many cases of different animals being used, be they dogs that the animals that the kids pet or dolphins some places in the world, but it does seem to work. What is it? What is the psychology behind it?
Thank you, Dion. First of all, the horse is non-judgmental. And the horse is the only animal that can mimic the walk of a human being.
That's amazing.
So when a child is on the horse, especially children, you know, from a wheelchair, it helps them to get self-confidence, balance, and a lot more cognitive abilities than normal.
That's a well-rounded approach then to therapy, because those are all the aspects that have to be addressed, right?
Yes, and cerebral palsy children with low muscle tone or a high muscle tone, they relax on the horse.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, 5 minutes on a horse, they can open their hands on the affected side.
It's almost like magic. I mean, if you think about it, you can spend so much time trying not using that route to get it to that point. And there it is.
And the other thing is, you know, with other animals, you've got a limited amount of people who can go there a day.
Sure.
With a horse, you can take 16 kids.
It's amazing.
Easily a day. Although the day is a little bit short for that. But especially children who is disabled or scared of a lot of animals, mostly all animals.
Yeah.
So to introduce them to a very big horse, you need to have the patience to be able to get them
to break that barrier.
Right?
But I mean, obviously, it's obviously then a huge achievement for them, and it builds their self confidence that when they do get that bond, here's this big animal. It is non-threatening to me now, and I'm comfortable being around it. Right.
Not only that, that is success on its own, but it helps them in their all-over life then.
Wow.
In class, to concentrate, to focus.
Yeah.
It also helped them to not be scared of everything because sure. they are scared of basically everything. They touch sensible.
Yeah.
And that changes by means of working with horse.
This sounds like it's the ultimate therapy, and it should be, you know, implied as much as it possibly can. I'm not saying that the people who are doing other types of therapy is not good or it's not as effective, but this really sounds like it's hitting the spot.
The other thing is it's not actually therapy to us.
Yeah.
They're riding a horse.
Sure.
So they're
it's
not...
It also doesn't have that label that you're being, yes. again, being treated, yeah?
And the moment the horse moves, it's therapy.
Wow.
The moment they touch the horse, it's therapy. So it covers all parts of wow. therapy very, very well. And but there are risk factors
sure.
of learners or kids that cannot do that with some of disabilities, but
yeah.
that's not a lot of them.
That's amazing stuff. Richard, just finally, obviously this sounds like it's not only very effective. I think the kids really enjoy it as well, though, right? So this is obviously going to be expanded with the aim of getting a Paralympian athlete there. What's in the pipeline? What have you got coming up?
Absolutely, Dion. We're looking to really expand this program. We have identified one or two children who most certainly are going to progress to the next level.
Wow.
We start off with therapeutic training. We will then get these children to progress to a dressage trainer on a dressage horse and start doing the basic movements.
Yeah.
And I believe it is a medium to longer term program in terms of that. But most certainly that's going to be the end goal. But Dion, I have to say that when we started off with this idea of a para athlete going to the Olympics, I never knew what effect it would have on yeah. kids who will never make it to the Olympics.
Sure.
But their lives have changed forever.
Okay, so if anybody out there is listening and want to get involved somehow, who do they speak to and how do they go about it?
So if I may, I need to give a big shout out to our sponsor. And I'm going to use this opportunity because First National Bank came on board last year. I did a presentation to their board of trustees. And they bought into the entire program, lock, stock, and barrel.
Wow.
So our entire sponsorship that we had asked for, and I was hoping to maybe get a third of that, sure. they covered for the
Normally,
first year.
You're lucky if you get a third because
Absolutely.
It shows, the power of the presentation and obviously also the value of what you're doing at the moment. So that's very good news. It's great that there's a big sponsor on board, though. But what else do you need in terms of support?
But we always need support. Anybody who feels a calling to help. So remember, our partners being the horses,
yeah.
they need to be fed. So we do have someone on board who has provided very kindly feed for us. But there's always equipment. There are helmets. As the kids grow,
sure.
they grow out of their helmets. And so we would always look for partners. I prefer to call them partners and sponsors going forward. And they are welcome to contact myself. And I'm going to give you my cell number.
I'm going to call you at 2 o'clock on a Saturday morning. You are aware of that, right?
Whether I answer that or not might be a different story,
sure,
but I think
sure.
it might be the best. Yeah. Or we could rather maybe give an email. That might be better for
yeah.
the Federation. So let's give my email address at the Namibian Equestrian Federation. So I'm going to say it slowly, and I might repeat it, because whenever I listen to these guys giving their numbers, I always say,
as fast as they can. I'm an old guy now as well. I was like, stop, you first find something to write it down.
Say it again.
Exactly.
So it is chairperson@namef.org.na.
There we go. And you're Richard, of course.
And I'm Richard
and
Frankel.
Susan.
And Susan de Meyer.
Susan. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for coming in. This awesome stuff. We're going to be playing this out. I'm pretty sure that there's going to be great response, and I think people would love to the idea that it's actually happening here. I think a lot of people are unaware of it. If you're not directly involved with the
Federation,
you might not know, but that's wonderful that it's out there now. So if there's anybody out there who wants to either get involved, get in touch, and then there might be some way in which you can help. So that's great. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Dion, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much, Dion.